is Friday, the 25th of June. Apparently we already experienced the longest day of the week this week. Correct me if I'm wrong, but apparently that's we've already done that, so that already means that the days are going to get shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter. It's not what I want to hear, but it's still summer, so that's the important thing. But correct me if I'm wrong. We are live on the Green Room, which is an application that Spotify has launched a few months ago. And we've been trialing it out, and it's been good. I haven't had a chance to read most of the people's replies just because I've been so into the show, but I'm going to try and read everyone's replies. So if you are streaming the show live on the Green Room, I will try and read all of your replies as much as I can. Well, what a week it's been. I've had such an interesting, productive week. It's been good. Wednesday was particularly good for me. I mean, I didn't have a voice on Thursday morning. I mean, I woke up to go to work, and I felt like I had just been to a nightclub. Jesus, I felt terrible. I felt rough. I felt like this on Thursday morning. That's literally how I felt. Of course, I'm talking about the Germany game. That should have been a very easy game. I mean, if you asked me on Wednesday, or even leading up to the game against Hungary, I would have said at least 1-0. We would have won by 1-0. That wasn't the case. Hungary played one of the strongest games I think they've played in the past 20 years. And look, you know, credits to them. Credits to them for putting up a very strong performance. I was not expecting that, and I'm sure most people were not expecting that. My God, my nerves were shattered on Wednesday. I had no nerves after that. I was completely exhausted after the game. I mean, literally, I could feel my vocal cords. I felt like Chester from Linkin Park after that game. I felt like my vocal cords had just burst. There was a lot of slurring of a nature going on in that match that I was doing. But it was because I needed Germany to support. I needed Germany to go through. I say we. I needed Germany to go through. So luckily we are through, and bring on Wednesday next week. We are playing England. And I said to my German friend, Lily, I was having a chat with her before I came down to record the show today. And I was saying, you know what? I don't care about any other game. I don't care if we get eliminated after Wednesday. If we can beat England on Wednesday in England, in Wembley, that would be my tournament. If we get eliminated after that match, that's fine. I'll be happy. There's nothing more than I want than for Germany to beat England. And you know what? Germany are going into that match as the underdogs. England are going into that match as favorites. And we all know what happens when England go into any tournaments as favorites. Yeah. They're not particularly good at pressure. And it's strange because they invented Shakespeare. You know, they invented it to be all about them. But they don't seem to be really good. It's the same as, you know, England invent many things, and they don't seem to be really good at it. Strange, like they invent English, but they don't seem to be really good at speaking it. And there's some other sports that they invent, and they don't seem to be really good at it. So bring on Wednesday. That's all I want. If Germany can beat England in Wembley on Wednesday, and if we get eliminated after that match, you know, obviously we progress, that's fine. I'll be happy. So come on, bring on Wednesday. Despite me almost losing my voice and having to almost undergo a vocal surgery, I went for some interesting training on Wednesday. Now, this job that I do, me and six other people, I think it was six or seven people in this company that I work with, we had to go for a first aid training because, you know, it's just very handy to have this first aid training. You know, you never know. One of our colleagues might have a stroke, might have a heart attack. They might choke on something. There might be a fire in the building, so we need to know what to do. So I attended this this training along with some of my other coworkers, and now the thing is, they were training us on how to treat someone who is having a stroke or a heart attack, and we were using these mannequins, right? Now, these mannequins are very state-of-the-art mannequins. And the thing is, I can't take something like this seriously because it's a mannequin. Yes, I know you can't do it on a real person, but I can't do stuff like this if it's fake. It's the same as I cannot fake an orgasm. It's just something I cannot do. I'm not good at faking stuff. So, of course, you know, I was making people laugh. And that wasn't my aim. I wasn't aiming to make people laugh. And, of course, the instructors are getting annoyed with me because everyone's laughing. And it's just, I wasn't planning on doing this. But, you know, I can't fake something that's not real. Yes, I'm probably being an arsehole because this is a real thing. And it's the training is aimed to be as realistic as possible. And it was as realistic as possible. I mean, it wasn't just mannequins that we used. I mean, we all had to be trained on each other on how to deal with someone who is having a seizure or a fit. You know, so we all had turns lying on the floor, and each of us had to go and treat our colleagues. So, you know, one of us would be lying on the floor, and the instructor would say to us, okay, now Wade is having a seizure, or he's just had a seizure. A fit. What are you gonna do? So, you know, you do the whole hello, are you okay? You know, you see if the person's responsive. Are you okay? And then what do you do? Oh, you have to put them on their stomach in a Superman position. So you have to put their arms out, you have to stretch their arms out. And they call it a Superman position. So I think it's your right arm. Your right arm is forwards, and then your left arm is at your sides, like a Superman. And you know, there's a whole procedure that you do, and then you pretend to call 112, and you know, they train you on what to do. But I couldn't play along to this because it just wasn't a real life situation. And yes, I'm pretty sure that in a real life situation, of course, I hope I don't come across someone in this real life situation because it's not a nice thing. I've experienced and I've witnessed someone in this particular situation. But you know, you hope that you never have to see something like this. But it was a really fun day that we all had. And then, you know, we did fire training. So I used a fire extinguisher for the first time. That was exciting. I think that was probably the only time I actually woke up and started, you know, like, oh, this is fun. So I used a fire extinguisher for the first time. And there were some other training exercises that we did. But it was a fun team building session that we had. You'll be delighted to know that I did actually pass because there was a test we had to write. I did actually pass. I wasn't playing the ass. I wasn't being an arsehole. I did actually pass. So don't put a gun against my fucking head, okay? I did pass. But I can't fake something that's not real. I'm sure that if this was a real situation, I probably, my instincts would probably come into force. But if it's something fake, I'm not good at faking, which is why, you know, when I used to work on radio, they always used to say to us on the radio, the management and your producers would always say to you, the moment you open the microphone, or the moment you press talk on the microphone, you're pretending. So whatever is playing you down, whatever is affecting you outside of the studio, you don't bring onto your show. This is a happy place. And of course, you know, I can't go, hey, it is now whatever the time is, the weather is 23 degrees outside. Here is a spandu ballad in gold. I can't be happy because I'm not that person. I'm a really realistic person. So I was never good at faking stuff. But look, it was a really fun exercise. I enjoyed it. It was different. So it was really good. Really, really good. I hope that I never have to use my skills to save someone. And I'm saying this in a nice way. I'm not saying that in a rude way, in a horrible way. I'm just, in general, I hope I never have to use my skills. It's the same as you hope you never have to use your fire training in case of a fire. So that was a fun day. Lots of things happened in the news this week. Something really interesting happened in the news, especially in South Africa. And that was the president of South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa. Well, he lost his iPad on Tuesday, and it went missing. Now, if you don't know Cyril Ramaphosa, that's okay. He's not really that relevant, unless you're from South Africa, but Cyril Ramaphosa always has his iPad with him, whether he's doing a speech, whether he is attending an interview on TV, he always has his iPad with him. Now, something happened. He lost his iPad. Apparently, he lent it to someone, or he gave it to one of his advisors, or something happened, and they didn't give it back to him on time. Now, I'm going to play you a clip, and it's really depressing listening to, and it's even more depressing watching. So have a listen to this, and just listen to how depressing this man sounds like, right? He just sounds like he just sounds like he has dementia. Have a listen to this.
Decided that they want to dispossess me of my iPad, so I want that. Can I have my iPad, please?
Can I have my iPad, please? It's so depressing. You should see him. You should watch the video. It is so depressing and so sad to see a man. I had my iPad. Listen to this man. I had my iPad. Where is my iPad? He just looks like he has dementia. I don't know where they took my iPad. Does anybody know where is my iPad?
This is the problem of always handing out your gadgets to other people.
He honestly sounds like an old person who has somehow misplaced their medicine. I had my medicine, and now I've lost my medicine. Somebody help me find my medicine. I had it. It was in my hand, and now it's gone. That's what he sounds like.
It's always best that I should keep all these things with me. All the time.
And your mind as well. It is so sad to see a head of state, someone who's supposed to represent the people, supposedly, in this state. And of course, you know, the government of South Africa put out a statement on Twitter. They had to. I mean, after seeing this and hearing this, they had to put out a statement saying that they eventually found his iPad, blah, blah, blah. But it was just, I saw this and I just thought, oh my God. And this guy is supposed to be, he's supposed to be setting the example. He's supposed to be leading South Africa through a third wave, which, by the way, cases in South Africa are just out of the roof. Corona cases are just, they're skyrocketing. Deaths, luckily, aren't as high as what was happening last year, but cases are just skyrocketing. And this is not a guy. This is not someone you want leading your country. This is not someone who you want to give hope, giving you hope, when all he cares about is his iPad. Someone took my iPad. I had my iPad. Now it's gone. Somebody took my iPad. He just sounds like he has dementia. He sounds like, as I say, he sounds like someone, some old person who's had medicine. They were given medicine, and now they've lost their medicine. That's what he sounds like. And now he's standing there. It's just so sad.
I had my iPad.
And he's asking people, have you seen my iPad?
I had it in my hand. It's gone.
It's gone. Listen to this guy. It's gone.
They've lost it, it seems.
It's just so sad seeing this, and it's even more sad hearing this. I've lost my iPad. Somebody took my iPad. What a depressing thing to see and to hear. Now, in other news, and this is developing news, and I'm really happy from the remarks that Mark Rutte has said, because obviously I think is it 16 or 17 members of the EU, 26 members have had a meeting along with Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban. And Mark Rutte has basically said that Hungary has no place in the EU anymore. He said that the EU has values, and those values are respecting those of others, not just that of the LGBTQ community, but in general, we all have values and we all need to respect those values. Now, it's very interesting because Viktor Orban spoke. They interviewed Viktor Orban, or a reporter interviewed Viktor Orban. And he had this to say, which is very interesting. You should listen to how he bullshits his way out of a question that the interviewer asks. Have a listen to this. And tell me, just think of what you think of this.
I'm a friend. Still, he insists the controversial measure is not an attack on gay rights.
I'm a fighter for the rights. You know, I'm a freedom fighter in the communist regime. Homosexuality was punished. And I fought for their freedom and their rights. So I am defending the rights of the homosexual guys. But this law is not about that. It's about the right of the kids and the parents.
Yeah, no, it's not. Because you can see this guy's talking a lot of bullshit, because apparently he fought for homosexual rights in the Soviet Union, because obviously Hungary was part of the Warsaw Pact and the Soviet Union and all that before it collapsed in the early 90s. That is a load of bullshit, because even today in Russia, homosexuals are discriminated against. They don't have a voice. Homosexuals who do and who are brave enough to speak out against Putin's regime are sent to jail, and horrible things happen to them in jail. So I really don't know what possessed Viktor Orban to say this. And Viktor Orban, before this interview, he's publicly said that there's no place in society for homosexuality. So I think, I really do think that, and I hope that, you know, Hungary does get punished. And look, I don't hope for them to leave the EU. I think that would be an ultimate punishment for them. But I think maybe they should get some of their rights taken away from them. I don't think you should expel a country. I think that's like a last straw solution. But I think they should have some rights taken away from them. I mean, I don't understand, and this is coming from someone who is a very liberal person. I mean, I have a lot of gay friends, and I've always said that the homosexual community and the LGBTQ community should have a voice. I don't understand why the homosexual community are always targeted and discriminated against. It shouldn't be the case. I don't understand why you should be discriminated against based on the language you speak, the color of your skin, your religious beliefs, or your sexual orientation. It shouldn't be like this. And it makes me really angry when I hear stuff like this, because just because you're different doesn't mean that you should be discriminated against, or just because you feel differently to who you are doesn't mean you should be discriminated. It makes me really angry. I mean, I've got a lot of gay friends. In fact, one of my friends, Joao, who I was talking about on the show on Monday, he's gay, and I remember we had a chat a while ago. It was still when I was living in London, and we were having a chat, and you know, he was talking to me about certain things, and he opened up to me about, you know, how he feels about being gay, and how sometimes he has to keep quiet about who he is. And I said to him, you shouldn't feel like this to me. If anything, you shouldn't feel like this to me, because I'm very comfortable with who I am, and I'm very comfortable with my sexuality. So you shouldn't feel ashamed, you shouldn't feel embarrassed, you shouldn't feel anything. You should just be who you are to me. And I remember him saying to me that that he feels incredibly comfortable telling me these stories and being around me and all of that, which, you know, was a really nice thing to hear. And what I didn't understand was that he shouldn't be saying this to me. He should just be who he is to me. And you know, I've been to various gay clubs, mainly because I was supposed to be a wingman to him, and then obviously we would have to leave the club because he would get very angry, because all the gay men would start talking to me, and Joao would be like, "Okay, wait, let's go." But why? I'm enjoying the music. We just got here. Let's go, Wade. So I embrace people to be true to who they are, whether you are gay, bi, lesbian, he, she. Be true to who you are, and you shouldn't allow people to get into your mind. It's the same as I know who I am, and I'm comfortable with that. I'm comfortable with the way that I look. I know I look hideous. There's nothing I can do about that. I mean, I've tried suing my parents, but no lawyer's gonna take up my case. It's the same as I've tried suing my parents because I was born in Durban. No one's going to take up my case. No lawyer's going to take my case up. But I've accepted that, and I embrace the way I look. Nothing I can do about it. Embrace who you are. Be true to who you are. And don't let anyone take that away from you. So that's all I have to say about this, about that matter. Be true to who you are. Don't for 1 minute or for 1 second let anyone take away your true identity, whether you are gay, bi, lesbian. Don't let anyone take away who you are and who you want to be. I mean, I've had lots of people. I've had lots of people who, for some reason, think I swing both ways. I don't, but good, you know, it's interesting to see how they think. I've never tried it. I don't have any plans to try it. And I'm sure a lot of my gay friends listening to this podcast are probably thinking, yeah, right, Wade. We've seen how you eat Magnum ice creams. How else do you eat Magnum ice creams? You know, because obviously I can't eat an ice cream, especially Magnum ice creams. I can't just eat the ice cream. You know, I have to eat the chocolate off first. And then obviously I like to enjoy the what's underneath the coating. And apparently the way I eat it is very sexual. Yes. Apparently, according to my gay friends, it's very gay how I eat a Magnum ice cream. But that's how you're supposed to eat it. So be true to who you are. I'm comfortable with who I am, and so should you. And I think, you know, it's Pride Month now. And yeah, gay people in general should have a right. You should have a right to just be who you are. Speak out against being discriminated against. I can't understand why people have an issue with, not just gay people, but just people who talk differently or who have a different belief and faith, or by the color of their skin. Those values are old, and it's a very dark value, a very, very dark value to have, and I distance myself from those people. So let's see what happens. Let's see what happens in this ongoing story with the EU and Hungary. You know, if there's any leader in the EU that we should be praising, it's the Dutch leader. Not necessarily Mark Rutte, but in general, the Dutch we should generally be praising, because they are, and I wrote this on my status on Facebook, they are the pioneers in equality, and especially towards the trans, gay, bi, the LGBTQ community. So any gay person is welcomed in my circle of friends. Before we get into the news, there's some other things that I want to get through. Just pull my page up. Now, the guy who created that virus, that antivirus software, John McAfee. Now, apparently he was found dead this week, which is very suspicious. Apparently there's a lot of suspicion around this, the reason why he died. Apparently he had some hidden cryptocurrencies that he didn't declare, and some people were after these currencies. So there's a lot of suspicious activities around this particular case. But very interesting that a person who created and basically saved Windows computers has been found suspiciously dead in his prison cell. Also, very interesting, more people are reading the news and have more confidence in what they read. This comes from DutchNews.nl. Now, people in the Netherlands have more confidence in the news they read and have been consuming more since the start of the coronavirus. According to a media commission, a report suggests, it's been compiled together with the Reuters Institute for Study of Journalism. Now, the report's based It's based, should I say, on a survey of over 2,000 people from the beginning of this year. And it shows that interest in news in a wider sense in the political scene has increased during the corona crisis. But it says that this interest will remain once this interest will go away once the pandemic is out of the headlines. The percentage of people who have paid to use online news services in the past year rose from 11% to 18%, and more than half of youngsters say that they would be willing to pay for news articles in the future. Now the figure is only 13% amongst the oldest age group in the service. Basically, this figure is only 30% amongst the old age group in the survey. So very interesting. Print is still relevant. Depending on what you read, and depending on where you get your news from. On Monday in the news, I spoke of that that lady from Tembisa in Johannesburg, the one who supposedly had given birth, or she was going to give birth to 10 babies. Now, no surprises, that story was fake. She's been sent to a psychiatric hospital for conservation, because obviously when you start seeing stuff like that, you need to be watched. Now the thing is, she is pregnant. That's true. And obviously the part with the 10 babies is not true. But she is definitely pregnant. But as I said, with what and how many babies, it's difficult to tell. But the pregnant part is true. Just not the 10 babies part. And we did get quite a few responses from the post, because I put the post up on Instagram and Facebook, Amsterdam Lab. A few people have come out to say that, you know, that post was actually, you know, fake. And Dolly said it's been reported that this wasn't true at all. So yeah, no surprises there. I mean, when you start reporting stuff like this, I mean, 10 babies. That's incredible. It looks like, when you see the pictures, if you go onto our page, Amsterdam Lab, on either Instagram or Facebook, you'll see the size of her stomach. It looks like you know, one of those yoga balls. You know, if you go to the gym and you get those you know, those yoga balls that you work on your stomach crunches and all of that. It looks like she's pregnant with that. It looks like she's put one of those underneath her shirt. I'm not saying she has, because it's been reported that she is actually pregnant, but that's just the best way I can describe how big she is. It's interesting. That's all I'm going to say. So it'll be interesting to see what actually comes out of her uterus, and how many actually comes out of her uterus. Very interesting, that. All right, let's get into some news before we wrap things up here on the show. And this is very, very interesting and very good news. That is, trials have found that blood tests can detect more than 50 types of cancer. Now, these trials are accurate enough to be used with the over 50s. The test which has been created by a Californian company called Grail, can spot the disease in people without symptoms and has a low false positive rate. Now hospitals in America will start using it in a plot scheme with 140,000 people later this year. So there we go. Now, a new study has found that around 2 million people may be suffering from long COVID. The Imperial College survey found that about a third of people who report coronavirus symptoms have one or more symptoms that persist for at least 12 weeks. They say that COVID could present a major challenge and may ultimately affect millions of people. Very interesting. News from Germany, and it's good news. Well, from my point of view, it's good news. And that is Angela Merkel has put hopes of foreign holidays in Europe in doubt after demanding that EU countries introduce quarantine for traveling British people. She said that in our country, if you come from Great Britain, you have to go into quarantine. And that's not the case in every European country. And that's what I would like to see, she told the Bundestag yesterday. Merkel's call came as Boris Johnson prepares to relax rules for double vaccinated holiday makers returning from orange list countries. Now, speaking of Boris Johnson, news has come out today that the health minister, Matt Hancock, has been caught in a scandal involving his public relations person. Basically, he was caught on camera kissing his public relations manager, which is obviously a big no-no. Now, Boris Johnson came out later today saying that he's endorsed this guy. He's endorsed Matt Hancock, which, I mean, no surprises there. And you can tell Matt Hancock has never watched Pornhub. He's never watched a single video on Pornhub, because if he did watch Pornhub, he would know that he should at least put a towel over his face, so he can at least disguise himself so we don't know it's him. At least make an attempt. But I mean, he's Matt Hancock, so what else do you expect? It's just really sad. This guy, Matt Hancock, he's got a wife and he's got kids. So you can imagine what his wife is going through, what he's put his wife through, and what he's put his family through. And remember, this guy, Matt Hancock, this is the same guy who earlier this year was interviewed standing next to a hospital worker, making that hospital worker look very uncomfortable and feel very uncomfortable. He just looked like a creep. He looked like a pedophile standing next to her. What a mess that country is. What an utter mess that country is. And thank goodness I don't live there. Thank goodness I left that country. What an utter mess that country is. Britney Spears has spoken out against her conservatism ship. There we go. That's the word I was looking for. At a court hearing in Los Angeles, the pop star said her father controlled her 100,000% and said that she wants an arrangement to end. She said she's been traumatized since her father's been controlling her career. She just wants her life back. She also said that other people have exploited her throughout her life, and that it is her wish and her dream for all of this to end, adding that conservatorship is abusive. Now, this poor girl has been through a lot. I mean, she's been in a sex tape scandal with Kevin Federline. That's how she had babies. She shaved her head off. She shaved her hair off. This girl's been through a lot of stuff in her career. So, I feel for Britney Spears. I think if she had the freedom to do what she wanted to do, I think she would have been a different person. This girl's been through a lot. Poor girl. Shame. Buckingham Palace. Now, a few weeks ago, I spoke about, I mentioned a story that, I think it was The Guardian. The Guardian published a story that, there are more white people working in Buckingham Palace than black people. Well, Buckingham Palace says that it must do more in terms of diversity, it says that it's not where it wants to be. Can you believe that? Now, as data showed from people from ethnic minority backgrounds make up just 7% of its staff. This compares with around 13% of the UK population, according to the latest census. Now, the palace wants to reach a target of 10% of its staff being from an ethnic minority by next year. Well, I think, you know, Prince Philip is dead now. And I think he was holding that forge. So now that Prince Philip is dead, there's a strong chance that might happen now. Now, more than 5 million people have become millionaires across the world during the COVID-19 pandemic. Despite widespread economic damage, the number of millionaires increased by 5.2 million to 56.1 million globally. So that's a big increase. Credit Suisse has said. Now, they also say recovering stock markets and soaring house prices were responsible for the trend. And they say that the total global wealth has grown by 7.4%. Now, I know that Natasha, who's the producer of the show, her and her husband are looking for a house. And we were speaking the other day. And she was saying it's just incredible how much house prices are. So it all makes sense now. I mean, landlords are just rubbing their hands with this pandemic because they know people have to pay. They have no choice. They have to pay. Now, a security guard allegedly, listen to this crazy story. A security guard has allegedly went on a cat killing spree in Brighton in the UK. Now, his name is Steve Banquet, and he is accused of stabbing 9 cats to death and injuring 7 more. Now, he was caught when he was spotted attacking a kitten on CCTV that was erected by the owner of one of his previous victims. Now, he's been charged with 16 offences of criminal damage because under criminal legalization, cats and other animals are deemed to be property in the United Kingdom. No, they're not property. They just have lives. Don't fuck with cats. That's what I have to say to this story. Jesus, what the fuck is wrong with people? And finally, welcoming news for coffee drinkers. Scientists have linked a morning cup of coffee to lowering the chance of developing or dying from chronic liver disease. A new study found that people who drink coffee had a 49% reduced risk of dying from the condition. Liver disease is the third leading cause of premature death around the world, with rising deaths rising 400% since the 70s. So, terrific news. And I drink a lot of coffee. I drink at least 4 cups of coffee a day, so I think I'm okay. I think I'm going to live a long and healthy life. All right, everybody. Have yourselves a terrific weekend. Try not to lose your iPads. And we will chat on Monday. I was going to play something from Sarah Ramaphosa. In fact, actually, let me play something from Sarah Ramaphosa. This is a song by The Kiffness. He's a producer in South Africa. This is a mix from the speech I played earlier of Sarah Ramaphosa. It's called the iPad Remix. We'll chat on Monday.
Can I have my iPad, please? I had my iPad. They've lost it, it seems. It's gone. Can I have my iPad, please? I had my iPad. They've lost it, it seems. It's gone. Can I have my iPad, please? I had my iPad. They've lost it, it seems. It's gone. Can I have my iPad, please? I had my iPad. They've lost it, it seems. It's gone. Can I have my iPad, please? I had my iPad. They've lost it, it seems. It's gone. Can I have my iPad, please? I had my iPad. They've lost it, it seems. It's gone. Can I have my iPad, please? I had my iPad. They've lost it, it seems. It's gone. Can I have my iPad, please? I had my iPad. They've lost it, it seems. It's gone.
iPad. Somebody stole my iPad.
This is the problem of always handing out your gadgets to other people. It's always best that I should keep all these things with me all the time. I had it in my hand. It's gone. Can I have my iPad, please? I had my iPad. They've lost it, it seems.